The second half of this evening's Folk Show Roadshow features a concert recorded this past March at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont. Ruth Unger and Mike Miranda are both part of the band The Mammals, but tonight they perform
right,
for us as the
evening,
duo Mike
everybody.
And Ruthie.
Thank you all for braving the cold to squeeze every last drop out of spring break that you can to be here with us tonight. So without further ado, please help me welcome Mike and Ruthie. This is listener-supported public radio WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, an outreach service of Penn State. The Folk Show Roadshow is a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. The world returns tomorrow night at 7.
Cold night out, but it is warm and cozy in here.
And performance today is ahead at 9.
And find myself looking at these pictures. I mean, I've attempted a few. And that song really feels right in a yoga studio. So here's a song that is a love song. It's a little bit late for Valentine's Day, but I think love is befitting any season. We made a record. We were in a band called The Mammals for a very long time. And that band is sort of picking up again. Were you going to use that name again soon? So if you hear The Mammals are coming to town, that's us, but with a bigger band. And But sort of right at the end of the first Mammals chapter, we made a record of mostly love songs, some originals and a bunch of covers. And this one's on it. It's an Etta James song, and it's one of my favorites. I always used to think it would require like a large band and a full horn section to really put this song across properly. But then when we got in the studio to make this album, we just gave it a try with just one instrument and one voice, and it seemed just fine like that too. So kind of perfect for a room with this kind of acoustics. I'll try it tonight. Here we go. Oh. Woodstock, New York, but we met in New York City, and that was 17 years ago. Crazy as it may be. But we became, over the course of the years, friends with some of the Guthrie family. And I'm sure we have some fans in here of Woody Guthrie and other Guthries, sundry Guthries of the generations. Woody, as many of you may know, he wrote maybe 2,000 songs. I keep finding them. But he only recorded about 150. So it's now been said that more new modern day current musicians have recorded more Woody songs than Woody got to record. And that's because the Woody Guthrie Archive and his daughter Nora has done a great job of not only archiving, but then sending out these lyric sheets to different musicians of today and asking them to sort of put their own melody to it and make a recording. So I don't, what was the newest one that, is it Del McCurry? That bluegrass one? Have you guys heard it?
No.
So good. It's really one of my favorites yet. Some really great Woody Guthrie. It's like a whole album that he got to do.
Yep.
Anyway, we got to do one song a few years ago. We're going to share it with you.
It's a New York City song. Woody lived in New York City for half his life. You know, he's known as an Okie from Oklahoma and a man who rode the rails and wrote about the people he met. You don't always associate Woody with New York.
Subway train.
Yeah, riding the subway. You think Woody Guthrie train, but not always subway, right? So this song's about riding the subway. When it comes above ground, look out the window. He lived in a neighborhood of Brooklyn called Coney Island. I'm sure most of you have heard of. Where the beach is. I grew up in New Hampshire. I didn't know that you could take the subway to the beach in New York City. But you learn something new every day. We went out to Mermaid Avenue to try to find his address when we were working on this song for a little inspiration. Turns out his address is no longer there. It's just a big apartment building. But we met a man standing on the sidewalk with our GPS going.
It should be here.
Yeah.
It should look like this picture.
We were there with our friend Tom, who was making a music video of us for this song. There we are with our instruments on our backs, just as props that day. It was a balmy February day, actually. Sort of like this February a couple weeks ago. 44 degrees or something, but it seemed warm at the time. And we met a gentleman named Richard Martinez. He said, "Where are you playing?" He said, "Oh, we're not actually playing. We're just making a music video with our friend here." And he says, "Well, can I hear a song?" So we got the instruments out. We sang him a song. There on the chilly February sidewalk, we finished our song. And he said, "Yes, you're very good. You're very good. Do you know La Bamba?" So then we backed him up, singing La Bamba. He was very good.
That was good.
He was a great singer.
I kind of think that video is even more entertaining than the music video that
yeah.
we made.
Yeah, the whole thing was captured on film. And even though we never found Woody Guthrie's house that day, I feel like we found the spirit of Woody Guthrie singing songs on a sidewalk with a complete stranger in front of where his house used to be. Woody was there in spirit that day. And every time we sing this song, a little note from Woody that he wrote at the bottom of the page, actually. If music and songs ever do get to be put over soft speakers in all of our subway trains, I'd like to sit back, ride along, listen to this one song. Someday our subway trains might have some kind of music in them. Plenty on the eyes and the faces of the folks riding along make up 1,000 good songs about. You just watch real close at the looks on the faces. If you look and listen a little bit closer, you might even hear an old and a new song somewhere away back in the grazing lands of your own old memories and future plans. WG 1947.
I'm riding on this West End train. I've walked and rode in rain and sun through Brooklyn, Bronx, and Queens. Seen a billion, jillion faces that are New York town to me. Ride my subway train from here to heaven. Ride my ferry boat up my sand and our plains of green grass. My New York City is the town where I found you.
Last weekend we were in Boston, and we were part of a music camp. We were teaching some classes, and the theme was old-time music and social change, and sort of a cool mashup of different worlds. But it happens to be the two things that we actually know a lot about. So we did this song during a harmony workshop class, and I love it very much. And it was nice to sort of break it down and put it back together again in a teaching context. It's written by our friend Len Chandler. He wrote it during the Civil Rights Movement, 1962, where the tactic at the time was to get as many people arrested as you could to fill up the jails to show the injustice of the laws, which at some level worked, but it's a very scary thing to do, not just for the person putting their body on the line, but also for their whole family and social networks. There's a lot of worry, as you might expect. This was a story of a pregnant woman, pregnant African-American woman, who thought she'd go to the white hospital, and they asked her to move to the colored waiting room. She refused to. They put her in jail. She refused to pay the bail or the fine when it came to court, and just kept going back to court, refusing to pay, and eventually they did flip the verdict to not guilty. So in the end, she stuck to her guns and flipped the verdict, but it was a long, hard-fought battle. So we sing this song for her and for all the people who know what it means to put their body on the line. It's called "I'm Going to Get My Baby Out of Jail."
Should people sing if they want?
Please.
Yeah, this is a... We taught a big room of people to sing it. We're not going to go into detail. Just join in if you feel like it. It's kind of repetitive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Couldn't be a better room to fill up your voice.
I've got another potential sing-along here for you. This is this song I wrote. And, pretty good? I wrote it when I was about 7 months pregnant with our daughter, and it's called Simple and Sober. This was the second kid, and second and final that we're aware of. And there's something about that, you know, when you're kind of figuring you're probably not going to do this again, where you kind of savor that third trimester. I know it gets a bad rap, but, you know, there's some good perks. Like, nobody makes you do anything, really, at all. If there's something you don't want to do, that's fine. I don't know if anyone's noticed that phenomenon, but I was milking it. I didn't want to go out and do the thing. You know, I could have sat home and not gone done the thing and thought about how, oh, man, I can't go do the thing and I'm not going out. And that. But I was like more like, hey, I didn't have to go out and do that thing. I felt good about it. I don't even remember what the thing was that Mike was out going to, but I was enjoying not having to go to it. I'd like to take this moment to thank you all for deciding to go out and do the thing. And also, yeah, especially if you are, though, but either way. And then also just to say, on those nights when you choose not to, that's, you know, that's your choice, and I think we should all let our friends and relations do what they need to do. And that's my public service announcement. All right, well, here's the song. You guys can sing along. The melody of the chorus is the same as the melody of the verse, so you'll get real used to that. And the first verse kind of is the chorus, so you'll get used to that, even the words, pretty soon. Thanks again in advance for your participation. Screaming and screeching whales.
You guys are good at singing. We're gonna exploit that.
How did this get more full?
I filled it.
I see.
I can do all sorts of things when she's not looking. All right, this is a new song. I had a little bit of a cold a couple weeks ago, and I wrote this song when I was really sick. And it's a very funny recording I made to remember it. I sound like a cross between Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan as a 75-year-old. I've been told I sound like Bob Dylan before, but not the older version. So that was unique. But that song came out good. I call it Sunshiner. I feel like if you're gonna be a folk singer, you gotta know how to write a song about a train and a miner. And sort of pass the test. This is my miner song. Yes, my daddy was a miner. But I'm gonna be a sunshiner. My granddaddy was a miner. But I'm gonna be a sunshiner. Ever since they closed the mine, there ain't too much to do with your time. Sit, wash your clothes in the creek and fold the flannel till a gal come round with her solar panel. Yes, my daddy was a miner, but I'm gonna be a sunshiner.
My granddaddy was a miner.
My granddaddy was a miner,
but I'm gonna be.
Well, she dug a big hole, told me it was normal. She said something about geothermal. She gave me a hard hat, said make yourself useful. Soon this whole town be carbon neutral. Yes, my daddy was a miner, but I'm gonna be a sunshiner. My granddaddy was a miner, but I'm gonna be a sunshiner. Well, I built myself a pretty little house. Generator out back, quiet as a mouse. And I got me a job, and there ain't none finer. Going around being a sunshiner. Yes, my daddy was a miner, but I'm gonna be a sunshiner.
My grandma.
That's so fun. That's only the second time we did that song. We have we played it last night in Corning, New York, and you guys are, seems like it's a fun one to sing on, isn't it? It's nice, it's so low. It's kind of nice. It's good to make up a song when you're compromised. Like, Mike
happen.
Played me the recording he made into his phone. Of, you know, he's like, here's this song. I just tried to make it up. I sound really sick, but listen to it. It's something you probably wouldn't, like, you know, share on your website, because he does sound really sick, but there's a certain magic to it as well. Something about that. All right, let's do a song that we wrote when we were perfectly healthy. this is actually an assignment. A friend of ours asked us to write some instrumentals as background music for the how-to DIY home improvement videos he was working on. So if any of you Google up how to retile your backsplash, and in the midst of watching the video, you hear this beautiful guitar and banjo music that sounds familiar. You'll know why. Anyway. Or if in fact at this moment this music just makes you feel like spackling. That could happen too. Anyway, we've seen it happen. But really, we did a bunch of them. It was so fun. And then, you know, halfway through the project, this one just really stood out. And it just stuck around after the project was over. And it got words, and it grew up and became a song. Mike wrote the words, wrote the tune, too. And I made a music video for it out of clay. Claymation music video. I am an amateur claymation artist. And I invite you to check it out, because it's actually pretty cool. I sent it to a friend of ours who hadn't seen it the other day, and she said it made her cry, so I figure I did a great job. Yeah, well, this is my job. I know people think that's funny. Sometimes people come up to me after a show and say, you made me cry, as if they're shocked. I don't know if any of you know this, but that's what music's supposed to do. It's okay. It's not the only thing, but it's one of the things. You know, like, you know, theater. There's a comedy tragedy thing. Y'all know that. I'm just being silly. But seriously, this is, I don't know, the song is not supposed to make you cry right now, but the video will. The little clay people will just get you.
It's called The Farmer. One, two, three. Thank you.
take a little bit of a break.
This was a request. It's nice to get a request. Sometimes when there's a song I really want to play in a show,
I just say it was a request. And then everyone,
there's like your request.
This extra anticipation. But this one really was, I'm not lying.
This is probably maybe our most requested song of the past 17 years.
Yep.
I think we probably actually started playing it maybe 15 or 16 years ago.
Mix cassette tapes were still in vogue when I learned this song. So,
learned it off a mixtape.
It's in the key of A.
Thank you for tuning, Mike. What a gentleman.
I'm sure a lot of you know it. It's written by a man named Richard Thompson. It's a motorcycle tragedy called 1952 Vincent Black Lightning.
From the four chord. Three, four, three, five. From the top. One, two, three.
Special on any such lay. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's Vincent Black Lightning 1952. I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill.
is James. My opinion. There ain't nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Normans and Indians and Harley Davidsons won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Something on a ukulele. I have two of them with me, so there's occasional shows where I don't play them. This is kind of a new song.
Someone requested some more banjo music. This is my, this is not a song I wrote or a tune I wrote. It's my favorite thing to play on the banjo though. In the key of D. I don't know if you don't know this, you have to tune the banjo to the key that you're in, which is why there's all these jokes about the banjo never being in tune, because you're always screwing it up, you know, every song. It has to travel. One of my banjo teachers once picked up his banjo in a class and it was perfectly in tune and he said, Sometimes even a blind pig stumbles upon an acorn.
I always think of that when I'm tuning.
Was that Paul Brown?
That was Paul Brown, the great Paul Brown. Okay, wind or slide.
Have our whole band here, we can just play anything we feel like, and so we're just gonna play this song. It's one I wrote, it's called When My Story Ends, and I wrote it when I lost a friend and I didn't get to talk to him, and it's kind of funny because he's still there on Facebook. It's kind of a weird thing, right? We all have somebody like that by now probably, and it's kind of cool because if you ever want to just sort of look back on like a text somebody sent you that's still there or something, that's kind of an eerie and weird thing. I guess I don't know if I like it more than I don't like it, but it's the way it is now. And anyway, but it's a new song. This one's nice with the pedal steel, but it'll be nice this way too. Well, I hope I get to say goodbye to all my friends with my story. When my story ends, and if I don't, I pray that we have made amends. When my story comes to an end, I What do you see in the trees or the soaring of a dove? Is it a father's dream or a mother's love? Or a universe just swirling in the stars up above? Well, I don't know, but it fits me like a glove. And so I hope I get to say goodbye to all my friends.
Been listening to Mike and Ruthie, recorded at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont on March 11, 2017. In the first hour of tonight's Folk Show Roadshow, we heard from a gathering of Penn State alums sharing songs from their time in the 1960s on and off campus. Both hours are archived at wpsu.org/radio. Recording at the State Theater is by Chris Yunkin, at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont by Adam McMillan. Every weekend on WPSU, local hosts bring you a wide range of artists and styles on The Folk Show. That's Saturday afternoons from 1 to 5 and Sunday night from 10 to midnight. You can find information about The Folk Show and The Folk Show Roadshow at wpsu.org/folk. Good evening. I'm Mel DeYoung. Performance today is next.